Gary Bader Show, 948. Really, Al Sharpton is delivering the eulogy at Michael Brown's funeral. Three White House aides are to attend that funeral. Surprised the president isn't attending that funeral. Because we know so much, Al Sharpton knows so much about Michael Brown. He knew him so well. I mean, that would be like Al Sharpton giving the eulogy at my funeral. He knows me about as well. Can you imagine that one? Oh, that ought to be a gem. I'd rise from the dead. I'd be so pissed. Could you imagine? All right, back to the topic at hand, although that's a good one, too. Back to the topic at hand. A new scientific study says we have to push back the start of the school day to 8:30. I would say 9 o'clock based on what they're saying, because kids can't help it. It's physiology. When you're mid-pubescent, your circadian cycles are changing. Is that what you call that? And you get tired later at night. So we have to recognize this physiological reality and disrupt our entire school day. Do you think this is real or is it crap? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason says, this is stupid, and I can't believe someone did a study on this crap. When are we going to be the adults and make kids do things? I will never allow my kids to be stupid about sleep. If they choose to stay up in their rooms after I send them to bed, they're bad, and they better figure out a way to deal with it. So I'm putting Jason down, I think, as a no. Stephanie on the road. Stephanie, hi, you're at the Gary Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I just want to say I pretty much agree with Jason, except I have a daughter who's 12. She's in the early stages of puberty, and in the last 4 months, I've noticed she's been historically a very early riser, but she's sleeping later, and when she goes to bed at her usual bedtime, she's telling me she can't get to sleep. So it kind of raises a question in my mind.
So you're thinking, okay, now I'm not sure where you stand then. So are you conflicted on this or what?
I guess I'm conflicted because of my personal experience, but my mind says it's a bunch of crap.
But you don't think, okay.
I got a daughter who's kind of living it right now.
Okay, but you're saying, okay, hang on though. You're saying she isn't going to bed any later, right? She's just more tired in the morning?
She's going to bed at the same time, telling me she can't get to sleep, so she does end up falling asleep later. And she is sleeping later in the morning. I'm having trouble getting her up. Like, I never used to have that trouble.
I do not. Now, I have two daughters, and I don't recall it coming on all of a sudden, but they did have some electronic devices. They were older, and I've always attributed it to that. To, well, you know, they're just teenagers, and teenagers do that. Stephanie thinks she sees some scientific validity in this. To Paul on the road. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I've got a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old. And they've been pretty much going to bed at the same time as long as I can remember. You know, weekend, summer, is a little different. But it really hasn't changed. They have difficulty getting up in the morning no matter what. And at night, they're going to bed fairly early. The 12-year-old usually should be down by 9. The 15-year-old, maybe 10:30, 11. So I think there is some validity to the circadian rhythm of that, but I think it's more individualized because technically I'm still in my prepubescent sleeping pattern then because I don't go to bed till 11, 12 at night, and I hate getting up in the morning for work, but that's when I go to bed, and actually I work years on nights, and that's when I actually felt better.
Well, see, but then that would, as you're saying, but you're a grown man now, so that would seem not to work. Thanks a lot for the call. To William in Green Bay. William, go ahead.
Oh, my God, I'm on. Hang on.
Go ahead. Yeah. If we get you on as quickly as we can, you go ahead.
When I was young, I lived on a farm and that, and I used to have chores and that, and 4:45 in the morning, hey, the clams are up, get up or get out. Mm-hmm. And that was it. I mean, we had to go out there and do the manure pits and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, you're bringing back such fond memories, William. But, yeah, in fact, pull up Mark's email there. Same situation as you, Mark writes. Milked at 5 a.m., bus at 8. The better part was I never had a curfew all the time I was in high school. Only requirement was that I needed to be out in the barn at 5:15. The only time I stayed out late was for prom, met my dad in the entranceway to the house as he was putting his shoes on to go out at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. I never did that, but I believe my younger brother did. Went out, did chores, went to church, then crashed. The no curfew was a curfew enough. I was wondering if some parents would say they're detecting this. I can't really say I did. I'll admit I was damn tired at 5 in the morning going to the barn. Who wouldn't be? The argument is that kids just can't, when you're going through puberty, it's not your fault. You can't just go to sleep. Are you buying it? And should we shift the school day because of it? Shay in Green Bay. Shay, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, you know, whether there's science behind the sleep cycle that teenagers will want to have or not really is completely beside the point because, you know, there's hard things in life, and life is meant to be overcome. You know what? There's people who work third shift. That's not natural. There's people who have to get up at 3 in the morning to go work. That's not natural. I mean, if we're going to give in to, you know, because something is tough, what are we teaching kids, that you never have to do anything tough? No. Life is something you have to struggle with, and you're going to have to push through it, even if it's tough.
Shay, thanks a lot for the call. And Shay raises a question that you should be asking about this. Shay, and this is, whenever these things come up, this question seems appropriate. And Shay just touched on it, I think. Dan on the road. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, from a former teacher's point of view, couple of items. Number one, there's a cost issue. Little kids are pretty much up and at them at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're ready to go, and yet they don't start school until later in the day. We've always talked about switching those issues, switching the time that the older kids go to school with the time that the younger kids go to school. That's basically why they have the older kids going to school early, because of the buses needing to make a second route. And you know, we always thought, you know, the older kids are half asleep in the morning anyway, so. I've always seen a difference with the older kids too. The younger they are, the more bright-eyed and bushy-tailed they are early in the morning than later. So you know, there's some financial consideration about switching them that, you know, would help both situations.
Okay, so for the older kids, for the middle and high schoolers that would be targeted by this, would you say that universally you noticed they were all slower in the morning?
Not all, but a good portion of them. Plus, at the high school level, where I spent about 15 years, at the high school level, you've got a lot of kids that, regardless of what you do, they're working. And they're up later at night. Some of those kids need to work. And I realize that that's no excuse for not being able to get up in the morning, but it exists. And they are tired in the morning.
All right, Dan, thanks for the call. I'm not really going to challenge people. I'm just going to ask them to clarify themselves. Brian on the road. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. Longtime listener, and I really like your show.
Thank you.
I actually personally believe that this is the same science that came up with global warming. I think it's a bunch of crap.
Because?
Because I think that our children have less demands on them than what we did as working. And I do understand some kids still have to work and that whole deal, but I don't think it's any different than what we were growing up, but we had to work. I grew up on a farm myself, so I was the same situation as you were in. I think if these kids are expected to do more, I think they're going to go to bed earlier. I think they're going to get up at the right time, and I don't think it's worth shifting the whole school day around based on some scientific study.
Brian, thanks a lot for the call. Now, this is the latest study, but apparently this belief system has been out there for some time, ostensibly due to prior research. Dwight in Green Bay. Dwight, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I would think it's a bunch of hooey. I think that, you know, whenever I told my dad that I was not tired, he always told me because you didn't work hard enough. And I think that's part of the reasons. I mean, kids nowadays don't really have, you know, they don't split wood, they don't mow the lawn, I mean, they clean their rooms, and that's about it. So they don't really have any, you know, if they're not in sports at school, they don't have anything that, you know, brains rests on their battery at night.
Dwight, thanks a lot for the call. Chris Conley at WSAU in Wausau instant messaged me. Wow, my 5 a.m. newscast would sound a lot better if it came at 8:30. Well, probably would. Martin in Grand Chute. Martin, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, this is great. Let's get rid of history because kids don't care about anything from before last week. Let's get rid of PE and have some therapy. Let's talk about all these things that we could change for the kids. When I was studying being a parent, I learned that kids join a family, not the other way around.
Thanks
kids
a lot.
Join our society.
Thanks a lot for the call. Related to that, Kathleen writes, the little darlings just can't help themselves, right? They can't control their sexual activity, sleep cycles, or even sitting still in a chair. Life's tough all over, isn't it? Love the show, Kathy. Quickly to Jay's, a friend writes, Jerry, it is junk science of the highest magnitude. If you change the school day, teenagers will stay up till midnight or later and be just as tired. And then he goes, P.S., be honest. You're up at 7:35 because Bailey, my dog, won't let you sleep any later. No, she's up at 6 o'clock, and then I go back to bed. Tell you what I think, and then on to other things after the news. It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.